Welcome to the fitness podcast, Beyond the Workout, featuring your host, Coach E, where we give you health and fitness tips that go beyond the gym and help you along your fitness journey. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Eric Dunstan here, and I welcome you to episode number 2 of my podcast and videocast. If you're watching it on YouTube, that's where I am. I try to show you some slides or pictures or videos of things as they come to mind, and I have them ready to show to you. But I'm here on my podcast for season number 1, episode number 2 of Beyond the Workout. And this show is kind of a continuation of the last one. Now, if you remember, the last show was A Journey to Health Starts with at the Mouth. Okay. You probably listened to that show, and I listened to it. I'm like, did I really talk enough about nutrition? I hope you got something beneficial from that. But this one is going to continue because I want this subject to be still about nutrition because it's crucial around even this time. I'm filming this around November or in November. And you know, a lot of people are planning for holidays or being with the family, and nutrition can be a kind of a hiccup, you know, because they're thinking about what they should eat. But I want to nip that all in the bud, because what I want to focus on with this particular episode is nutrition should not be a burden. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, it shouldn't be a burden on your finances, it shouldn't be a burden on your taste, and it just shouldn't be a burden overall on your mentality. So let's talk a little bit about that. And when you think about being a burden on your wallet, a lot of people think, well, to get really good, nutritious food, you need to go to high-end stores. And we know what those high-end stores are. They cost more than your average store. That, like here, we have a store called Fresh Market, and it's similar to Whole Foods. The prices could be higher, and we got your normal grocery store here, like Publix or Food Lion. Now, believe it or not, you can go into Food Lion and buy quality foods. But here's what I want you to think about keeping it on a budget and being simple and frugal about this is, when you start in the store, start around the perimeter. Don't go down the aisles thinking, I know my favorite stuff down there and the dry goods and cheap for me. No, I want you to start in the store. You can go to left or right, wherever produce is, and go around the perimeter. Start with your vegetables and fruits, and keep going around into to the butcher and see what they have. Maybe they have something that's on sale, something that's expiring soon that you know you can consume quickly. Look for those sales, things you can get and freeze, like your meats you can freeze for a month or so and then eat them later. But the key is to not overspend. Don't go too far on your budget, but try to stay within your budget, but get the good quality foods. Now, I want to go on this one with the meats. Now, when you look at lean meats, your leanness on some will tell you it's a 85-15 or 90-15. It means it's like 90% lean or more on the muscle and then 10% on the fat. Now, if you can find a 90-10 or 95-5, excellent cut of meat. And do your research. What is lean beef? What is some good quality proteins you can have? And I'm going to go a little bit on that a little further, because I got an article I want to share with you in this podcast. But then I just don't want you to feel like I have to go too far into my bank account to take care of my nutritional needs. But I want to emphasize this. No matter how much money you have in your bank account, your life is worth a lot more than that. In fact, your health is worth a lot more than that. So keep that in mind. You just want to buy the food, preserve it, make sure it's healthy, and don't waste a thing. And you'll see the quality, the benefit of healthy food not being a burden on your wallet. Now, another thing healthy food shouldn't be a burden on is the taste. A lot of people think, well, when I buy this healthy food, it's not going to taste as good. And it's interesting, in our program with Camp Gladiator, we give you meal plans. They're just like the bones of what we suggest you should eat. And you can mix and match and move things out based on your taste. But here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize when we give that to you. It's not hardcore, like this is the only thing you can eat and the only way you can eat it. Mess around with seasonings. We actually give you some optional seasonings that you can consider you may never have thought of. And I'll give you an example with chicken, for example. Now, a lot of people might think, well, chicken, I can have it this way, this way, this way. Well, you can start with salt and pepper and be fine. But I want you to look at this picture of this product. Now, I'm not affiliated with this product, but I endorse it because I like it. And that's what I'll tell you. If I like something, I might not be affiliated with, but I'll share it with you. And look at this picture right here. Denny's and Mike's Chicken Magnet. Now, suppose you went and ordered you some Chicken Magnet. It's going to taste different than if you just put salt and pepper on it. But it's still chicken, right? It's still the same protein. Then you can take another ingredient or another seasoning, this one here. It's called Everything Bagel Seasoning. Now, the title might be a little misconstrued there when you think everything bagel. You think, well, I'm not putting it on a bagel. I'm putting it on chicken, and I don't want to put a bagel seasoning on chicken. Try it, and I almost promise you, you'll like it. But it's a different flavor than salt and pepper. So are you getting the point here how you can make your foods the same protein taste different just by adding a variety of seasonings? A lot of people don't think that way. You can add a variety of sauces and seasonings to make your foods taste better, but eat the same food. And the same thing with chicken. You know, we encourage, if you want a more leaner piece, you go for the breast instead of the thigh. The thigh carries more fat. The drumstick carries more fat in it than the thigh or the wing. And you do it without the skin, it's more leaner for you. You kind of get that point. You can still get good flavor if you season it right. So it shouldn't be a burden on taste. We don't want you to feel like you have to eat bland. Because will it be something you're going to continue to do? Absolutely not. It won't be consistent. So I hope you're getting the point. You don't want nutrition to be a burden on your wallet, and we don't want it to be a burden on your taste. And then the third thing, we don't want it to be a burden on your mindset. Because if it was a burden on those two, it's going to affect how you think about it. So I want you to think about the results of eating, getting your nutrition the right way. What are going to be the results? You know, a lot of people say, well, I want to just lose some weight. But why do you want to lose weight? And how would you know you lost weight? Are you just going to depend on the scale? No, don't do that. Because if you're eating well, if you're eating to maybe lean out to reduce excess fat, you might even gain weight because you've gained muscle. But suppose you put on your belt or you put on a dress and it just feels a little loose, but you weigh the thing. Now you're seeing the results. So let's not look at the nutrition as a scale goal. Let's look at it as maybe losing inches. Gaining size, but gaining in muscle, losing excess fat. You know, there are scales out here that you can get that measures through your body. The sensors through your body can tell, you know, how the sensors move through your body to tell how much fat you have. And it can give you almost accurate. It's not exact, but, you know, it's something to start with. You know, excess fat. Is my fat percentage, is it going down? If I measure my waist, is it going down? If I look at myself in the pictures, am I looking smaller? Hey, those things will motivate you. And I want you to add another motivation with why you want this great nutrition and eat wisely and think correctly how you eat. Let's just say you have a goal to be a certain weight or certain size by a certain event, you know, and I'll explain why I say this. Let's just say, like, you know, in my circles, we go to assemblies. We travel and go to an assembly program, and this is my religion, and we go to a convention program. Now, the convention might be for 3 days, and the assembly is 1 day. And sometimes you might say, I want to look a certain way when I get to that assembly or convention, you know, look good in my clothes. Instead of saying, I want to look good for that assembly or look good for that convention, I want to look good for that wedding, work on that mindset of you're going to eat right, get your nutrition dialed in. What's the name of that wedding? Like, when I got married, you know, my wife's maiden name is Bay. My name, of course, Dunstan. Suppose I say I'm going to have the Dunstan Bay physique. Well, Dunstan Bay wedding physique. Dunstan Bay wedding fitness. And the reason I say that is when you name it, that particular event, it stays in mind. I'm getting ready for that event. Not just any old wedding or not any old convention. Like, I can say 3 day convention physique, 3 day convention fitness, you know, fit bod or whatever I want to call it. And it's just be that on my calendar to look for. Because if you saw in my previous video cast, if you watched it, you saw me in a competition. It was the DC Amateur Grand Prix. Now, when that was in my mind, on my calendar, what date that was going to be in, I noticed I worked harder to get ready for that show than I've worked for anything. If I'm just casually saying I want to lose a little weight, but it was that show, that DC Amateur Grand Prix. I wanted to be the winner of the DC Amateur Grand Prix. That was in my mind, not just a winner of a bodybuilding contest or get ready for a bodybuilding contest, but that particular one. Because if my memory is correct, I think that was a top level amateur show back then. Meaning it had more participants than another one. So you had to really work hard because you knew you were going to have more competition. So this is where I want your mindset to be, is being focused on not of the blah, blah, bland, I'm ashamed to do this, it's bothering me type of thinking, because it's costing me too much. It doesn't taste great. And I'm just not motivated to do it. Put that all together. Make a plan. And go for it. And that's how I would coach you. And that's how I want to coach you, to just let's stay dialed in until we get to that point. And we can do it by dialing in on our nutrition. And so I wanted to go over some things that I want to make it a staple in your nutritional life. And I found this article when I was going through the Apple News. And it talked about, the article said, 5 tips to your way to a flatter stomach after 50. And this is what dietitians say. Now, we're not trying to spot reduce. I'm just going to give you some of the points from that article that I want you to take or make note of and make sure these are the staples in your nutritional plan going forward. And the first thing, in all of this is nothing new for any of us. And you probably know it, but you probably don't know, well, how do I put this together? And the first thing it mentions is have more high quality proteins. And this doesn't just say just have more protein, but it's emphasizing high quality proteins. And here's some things that they mentioned. They said salmon, tuna, chicken breast, eggs, or plant-based sources like your beans, lentils, nuts, and seeds. Now, think about this. Let's just say you went to a big box store, like a, I don't know, in your particular area what you have, but I'm just going to name some so you can look it up. If it's the same as what you have, then you know what stores. I got like a Sam's Club or BJ's Wholesale Club or a Costco. Now, you can go in there and you can get a bag of the wild-caught salmon. Now, a lot of people don't like salmon, but you can really make this taste good, especially if you have an air fryer. You get salmon, you get cod, very dense, excellent source of protein that's lean. You can get, like I said, chicken breast. Now be careful when you get eggs there, because you might buy a bulk, but you might find them a better grade or better quality or same quality. I shouldn't say better, same quality at maybe your Walmart or your Food Lion. And they might have things, might have them on sale as well. So get those particular items, but get them in a bulk where you can freeze it, take it out, thaw it, and then air fry it. And in chicken breast, you can actually thaw it from frozen state in an air fryer and cook it from a frozen state right there. Not thaw it, but cook it from a frozen state. There are ways to do that. And it mentions about the eggs. You know, you can eat the whole egg. We just need to know what our numbers, like I said the last time in my last show, you know your numbers. How much protein should you have each day? And we base that on your lean muscle mass. So not your total body weight, but what is the lean muscle mass? We would calculate that, know your number, and know this is around the protein, amount of protein you should have, maybe between 0.8 to 1 gram per pound of lean muscle mass or body weight. Beans, your black beans, your kidney beans, your garbanzo beans, excellent sources of protein. Buy them dry, store them, buy them bulk, and just do a little at a time. Season it. Remember I was talking about seasoning? Various of seasonings make it taste great. Your nuts, your almonds. Now, it mentions in here the almonds, so I'm just going to mention it now. It says have those ready. Now, this is what I would do. Is I'd put together a handful of almonds, some cashews, and pecans. Very good source of protein and fat. And if I wanted to sweeten it a little, I put a little raisins in it to mix it up to have that that sweet flavor and balance everything out. So that's where you start. If you're taking note of this, this is a staple. This means every time you go out, you're going to check to make sure your freezer or refrigerator have these items. You never run out of them. That way you're always ready to have good source of protein. And then it mentions the next thing, high fiber cereal. Now, you can find good, wholesome cereals. Now, if you like a lot of cereal, that's fine. Dry cereals. And then the article makes mention that Frosted Flakes don't cut it. You know, a lot of sugar there, overly processed. Get something that minimally processed, that have fewer ingredients in it. But the key when you look for high fiber cereals, make sure it has high fiber. And it mentions in the article, you want to get about 21 to 30 grams of fiber each day. Now, you might have to take a supplement. Like I have to take a supplement. I'll show you a picture here. What I take, you know, I don't mind. You can go get it. Same thing I have. And, you know, make sure you get to that number if the cereals don't quite cut it. And I would recommend you use a nut milk, like an almond milk, unsweetened, but flavored, or a cashew milk, unsweetened, or coconut milk, unsweetened. Use those. You know, you can add some berries on there to actually bring up the flavor. If you want to sweeten a little bit, use some stevia, dry stevia in it, mix it all together. It will taste great. So that was a recommendation. And the next thing, the second thing was, consume seafood, and we did touch on that, but the key here it talked about with the salmon. He says salmon is a lean, high quality source of protein, and it has vitamin D, it has anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. Now think about that, quality lean protein with these macronutrients or micronutrients in it, that's good for your body, and you can make them taste great. You can make everything bagel seasoning salmon. You can do it with some, just some salt and pepper. You might find like that Denny's and Mike's make a fish seasoning. You can use that. Again, I'm not affiliated with Denny's and Mike's, but I'm just telling you, these are some great things to make your food taste great. And it's not a burden on your taste buds or even on your mind. The fourth thing it mentions is snack on almonds, and I just mentioned that because almonds provide a source of fiber that you need, and you can have that mixed in yogurt if you want. You can blend it into a smoothie if you want. You know, you can do so much, but I just say take a handful of almonds, knock them down. Sometimes you take two handfuls of almonds, and it will just be satisfactory to you for a few hours before you eat your next meal. It's awesome. And then the fifth thing it mentions is make your plate mostly fruits and vegetables. Now, I always say this, to clients that don't ask me how much fruit and vegetables you should have. It doesn't matter. When it comes to the vegetables, have most of your plate full of vegetables. Make sure they're like the dark green vegetables, your kale, your spinach, your mustard greens, collard greens. And you can really mix this stuff up and make it really, really tasty with the right seasonings. And down here in the South, people like to put hot sauce on their greens. I didn't like it at first, but it does taste good. Hot sauce, it boosts a lot of flavor, and it makes things tolerable. But I just like greens, especially if I saute it. So those are some of the things I wanted to talk to you about in this show to really put your list together. Start your plan now, but do it the right way without it being a burden on your wallet, your taste, or your mentality. And as I wrap up, I want to share a video. I'm not going to put it right here, but I'm going to put a link to a video that I want you all to watch. And it's an amazing video. Here's a picture of what I'm going to talk about in it. So you look at this plate. So in this video, the video is going to have those patties there on the side. Those are actually vegan crab cakes. Now, Michelle made them. I just want you to see her in the process of making vegan crab cakes, and they were delicious. Now, you see, I have them in this picture. I have them paired with a carb, which is brown rice, and then I have it with some sauteed squash, onions, and spinach mix. So, let me tell you something about that squash mix. I was gonna do a video on it and say, well, this is how you do it. Then I thought, well, why? Because it's so simple to do. You can take a squash or a zucchini, chop it into little circles, and saute it in a little bit of avocado oil, not much, and just let it break down. Add the onions in it, let it break down. Now, the spinach I use, I get it from Aldi. The spinach, the bag of spinach is 2.5 servings per bag. Use half the bag. As the onions and the squash and zucchini break down, sprinkle it with some salt and pepper. Let it break down a little more. Take a quarter of that bag and put it in. Let that break down. Take another quarter of that bag, which is total of half the bag. Put in, let it all break down. Mix it all together. Put a little bit more salt and pepper on it, or you can use everything bagel seasoning. You can even use the chicken magnet on it. Use what you like on there a good night, not too much, because you want to be able to taste the food too, because all foods has a flavor to it. And that's it. You take all of that, put it in a bowl, and that's all your veggies right there. And you can take half of that amount, pair it with a piece of protein, your salmon, your chicken breast, and it'll be a delicious meal with a side of carb. Carb could be a sweet potato. It could be like I have the brown rice, or something. You can pair it with some beans, with some that mix of vegetables, and some rice. And can you see how this works? Because you have all this at home, you can have it already prepared, and it's your go-to meals. I'm trying to make sure you see this is really simple. It's really easy. And it's not a burden on your wallet, your taste, or your mentality. You can do it. Set a goal and get it done. And I want to end with again my offer to you to coach you through this, to be that backbone for you, to be that support for you. Because I think having a good trainer in your corner, someone you can lean on and you can complain to, argue with, or ask for help, I can be there for you. And it's just an offer to sit down and chat with me. You go to ericdunstan.com. You'll see right there on my site. you can see some of the things that it's going to talk a little bit about my nutrition. You're going to talk to about a quiz. I would love for you all to take the quiz. Just take the quiz, because I'll tell you a little bit about that quiz in a moment. And when you scroll down, you'll see a button that says, let's chat. Just click it. You'll see a calendar. Make an appointment with me. Let's sit down and chat and see what your needs are, what your goals are. Now, going on about that quiz, the quiz actually goes to a webinar that I did. It's already ready. It's already recorded. But the quiz takes less than 67 seconds to complete, and it tells you where you are in your fitness category, where you, what could be making you stuck fitness-wise for losing the inches, losing weight, losing excess fat. Which of these things that could be sabotaging? Take the quiz, see what your report comes to, and then listen to the webinar. Because I'm looking for a select few people to try an experiment, a project I think will make fitness amazing for each and every one of you. So that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you. I hope when you click on the link, you'll get to watch Michelle's video of her making these awesome vegan crab cakes. Pair it with a nice veggie and a nice carb. You know, make enough that they can last a whole week. I think we made enough that I could have some, she could have some for perhaps. I think it lasts about 3 to 4 days. You don't have to eat it every day. But it was very good nutritional product for us to have throughout the week. And lastly, I promise this is the last thing. When you eat your protein, like your fish, don't do it every single day. It's recommended that you eat fish 2 to 3 times a week. If you can do that, that's great. Mix something else in it, like some lean beef, lean chicken. Or you can even have a vegan day where you don't eat any meat. You can just have it beans, seeds, and nuts day, and a lot of veggies. And you will feel good because you would have variety. So I hope this really helps you, Coach E, trying to go a little slow and a little deliberate on this episode two, because I really want to nail nutrition in the butt for you. I want you to feel like you can get dialed in. And I want you to feel like you can have my help to get it done. I enjoy speaking directly into the camera. I don't have a lot of notes here like I did the last time, because I'm really speaking this from the heart. And I really, really, really enjoy talking to you about fitness, health, nutrition, and how I pretty much keep it simple. I don't let it be a burden on me, because when I go out, I enjoy my foods. There are much other ways you can do it. We can make things tailored to you, and I hope we can. But this is Coach E going ahead, signing out right now. Look for me on my Instagram, Facebook, and definitely check out ericdunston.com. All right, that's it. I want you to stay true to your health, because without it, what else could you do in life? Health is very important. That's it. Coach E signing out. You all have a great and wonderful day. Take care.